gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, well, we've got one listener that can hear us, Min Patriot. This is the second start for January 27th, 2010 of the Dutch Jones Radio Show. It's Tuesday, and Min Patriot can hear us. And the other folks are having trouble listening to us, and we can't blame it on the heat, we can't blame it on Lou, can't blame it on the ants. Everything's clean and moving. We must have to blame it on the internet. Okay, everything's working. We're going to wait for everybody. Okay, Anthea, we're on the air, and she's coming in telling me the water won't turn off. It's like people forget that we do a radio show here, no matter how many times I tell them, no matter how many times I show people this is how we're supposed to set it up. Nobody remembers, like every day. It's like we get to, it's like a brand new show. It's like two Alzheimer's patients dating. It's like, what was that, 51st Dates or whatever movie? It's like everybody just starts from zero again. Oh my. If it wasn't so worthwhile, the struggle, I'd go nuts. The stuff that I was talking about while you guys were trying to cue in was pretty amazing. I was talking about, I posted up on my Facebook page to remind everybody that wasp spray is a good alternative to not being allowed to buy big canisters of pepper spray or capsaicin or whatever it is. Have a seat, Anthea. And here in California, you're limited on the size and the concentration. And nobody looks twice at a can of wasp spray. Yes, you can't carry a can of wasp spray in your purse. Can't throw it, you know, in your pocket. But you can keep it in your car. You can keep it by your front door. And then I got some people from Australia that said they use oven cleaner. And one guy posted that if that 200 pounds... Where did I put it? Oh, great. I know I brought it in. Huh. I don't know where it is. Oh, it's right here. Okay, let's move that. Yeah, here, set it over there and don't forget it. And he says, I know I've used it on a 230-pound Aryan Brotherhood guy who stuck his face in my door, and after several hours in the hospital, he didn't seem too aggressive. So, yeah, Zeb oven cleaner. It's funny, Min Patriot. Everybody said, was it you that sent that to you? Somebody said Zeb, and then there's some other emails that I'm getting. I think it's funny. That wouldn't just blind you, it would choke you. Yeah. The wasp spray is good too because they have the foaming kind that you can use, and that is really good if somebody's wearing a protective mask or goggles. It'll stick to it and block their vision too, so even if they're wearing protective gear.
Like pepper spray.
Yeah, and you treat it just like pepper spray. You stick your head in a bucket of water, you can hose it off, but the person's not going to be doing anything for any period of time. And somebody said, well, I'll use that and my baseball bat, because when they're on the ground, then I can use the bat on them. Well, whatever the rules of engagement call for in your neighborhood. But anyway, that was some of the stuff that I was talking about. My Facebook page was pretty much lit up today with just comments going back and forth about news articles, which always surprised me, because I don't know how much I believe the news. And case in point, if you haven't gotten it from me, there's a bunch of news articles about Zetas coming across the border and just pointing a gun at people's heads saying, you know, our ranch, your ranch is now our ranch. But then other blogs are saying that it's a bunch of hooey and it's not true. Even Liberty Tree Radio posted it, and then I got a bunch of stuff from Alley Pack or whatever you call it that were saying, no, don't trust that. We can't confirm it. We're not sure what that was for. Also, I saw a Fox News report where they're asking for raising money. Sheriff's departments in Arizona are holding car washes and pancake breakfast to get better ordnance, better weapons to fight them. It's kind of sad, but at least they're getting creative. I'm also running into this interesting story. When I post something on Yahoo, you know how at the bottom of a Yahoo news article, if you're signed in, you can leave a comment? Well, they usually don't allow mine anyway, but if you write the word Constitution, it censors out like the middle of the word with dashes. So Constitution's now a dirty word on Yahoo. If you don't believe me, go to Yahoo and just pick any news article and write Constitution and see what it is. It's pretty sad. U.S. Sailors, one of them was found dead in Iraq, and everybody's up in arms about that. He was probably a Navy SEAL or a medic or something. I just find it funny that this nation of people, and we're going to talk about all this stuff over the next 2 hours, but I'm just going to give you some heads up on the topics, that we can go to war with a nation, take out a violent regime that was there. I'm not saying the Taliban was good, don't get me wrong, but then put in a puppet government and then control everybody at the point of a bayonet, and expect these people to embrace us and love us. You know, here's the new boss, same as the old boss kind of thing. And then, like, one American dies and they get all upset. And then, of course, we have the leaked intelligence paperwork. Will you stop? Okay. The leaked intelligence paperwork that shows that Pakistani intelligence is actually working with the Taliban and that the death tolls are actually higher over there than what they claim. In fact, what was it yesterday? They just killed, like, 60 civilians again with a misplaced rocket. Nothing that we see in the newspaper can be trusted. I understand that, but it's going beyond the pale now. It's to the point where I would rather trust some hobo on the street corner telling me what's going on than any of the news agencies. And so that's why I focus locally. But the news articles are just flying. They're just flying back and forth. Let's see here. Of course, I'm encouraging anyone on Facebook to look up Liberty Tree Radio. Protests are planned for Arizona if illegal immigration law takes effect. I find it funny that the judge that's involved in this was actually saying that when she was talking about some of these cases, was saying that, hey, you know, maybe Arizona's got a point here. And then, you know, Mexico and a bunch of other third world nations are telling our states, rather, I'm not in Arizona, I'm in California, telling Arizona, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it turns out that their own prison systems was rotating out cold-blooded killers, giving them cell phones and guns so they continue to do hits. So from a country like Mexico that is so corrupt they can't even control their own prisons, they're telling Arizona what they can and can't do on their own sovereign territory. I am just beyond it. I am completely beyond it. So you've got Mexico, and this is where we're going to start. You've got Mexico, Colombia, a bunch of other places, you know, joining this lawsuit, and it's clear cut to me that these people have no more right to tell anyone in America what to do than we have any right to tell people in the Middle East what to do. But yet, because they're neighbors and because they can play this so-called racial card. First thing, there is no such race as Mexican. End of story. They're Heinz 57 like the rest of us. They're miscegenated. They're mestizo. Whatever you want to call them. They've been conquered by everybody. Even France has conquered them. You've heard me say that before. So cut this racist card crap out. Excuse me if I get angry, and I apologize to my daughter and the ladies in the room, but it's just, I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired. I'm having a bad day as it is, but just talking about this topic, ooh, racism, it just knocks the legs out from anybody who gives that argument credence. Go ahead, call me a racist. I don't care. You're a moron. You can't call me a racist because I don't give you value over me. I don't give you power over me to do that. You've got Fabian socialists who are acting locally in our civil government, and we need to oppose them on every level that we can. And a state like Arizona stands up and does something about it, and we're all like, uh-oh, they're going to call us racist. We better stop. We better not have anything to do with this argument because they're going to call me a racist because I don't want a socioeconomic criminal narco-terrorist coming into my country. It has nothing to do with the color of his skin. It has to do with the evil of their hearts, the men and women that are invading our nation. We have several times read down the raw statistics, the numbers of people in prison, the brutality of what they do. And yet people still say to me, oh, a black immigrant was killed in New York over the weekend. But if you look at the names of the people who did it, it sounds like black-on-black crime. It has nothing to do with immigration. They didn't even rob the guy. Who knows? Maybe he dissed their Nikes or something. Maybe he didn't throw the proper gang symbol, so they beat him to death. And then the other thing I'm getting this weekend, is people are saying, well, what do I do, Dutch? What do I do? And these are people that have been listening to the show, and I'm like, do you actually listen to the show? Do you just keep me on in the background because I help the plants grow? I don't mean to sound mean, but it's not my intention here, but I've been telling people what to do. Act locally and just take care of what you can in your area. There's so many things. I gave you guys a plan the other day. Everybody stop paying taxes. Everybody take your bank out of money out of corporate banks. And then other people come to me and say, hey, have you ever thought about people taking their money out of corporate banks? I'm like, yeah, I've been saying it for 5 years. I've been fighting this since I was 14. And the easiest way to say is, who are we not fighting? We're not supposed to be fighting each other. We're not supposed to be fighting other Christian militias. The good news is that the enemy's got our backs up against the wall, and that makes it easier to identify the enemy. If you're not on my side swinging against what's coming at me, I know you're my enemy. If you're not helping me fight, you're against me. And unfortunately, what are you looking for, Anthony? Oh, go ahead. Just pick it up. And get your Crayolas. Get that one over there, too. She's doing some coloring while we're doing the show. I love having her here. Last word on the infighting. If you're going to infight, just leave. Go be a lone wolf. I never thought I'd say that. If you can't get along with other people, if you think you've got a direct line to God and that you need to tell everybody exactly how they're supposed to live, I'm not talking general concepts here. If you find yourself to be the self-appointed moral compass of everyone around you and that you can do no wrong, just take a hike. Grab your gear, get out of my face, move off the reservation, and if you're listening, yes, that is directed at you, so you can start crying and sending emails again. It's my final word on it. I'm tired of wasting energy and stuff on this issue. But you're right. Divided we fall, men patriot. If we don't stick together, that's the only option we have is fall. So get our backs against the wall. Another thing I need to do is I heard from the border over the weekend. Some folks on the border that are listeners of the show. Some great stuff's going on. There was another firefight down there. I don't know the details of it yet. Last time I jumped the gun and talked about, you know, some KIAs and WIAs, some WIAs and KIAs. Wikias, and I'm told there are more, but I'm not going to be the first to break it. I don't care about breaking news first. I just want to bring solid information. So that was good. The ACM guys, solid group, got their stuff together. Some of our people went down there and told them about Dutch Jones and said, we don't know if we like that guy because he's supporting another group that's down here. Well, the other group is the, what was it called, the Coalition of Patriots. Yeah. Guy came on, the phone got hijacked, and he couldn't talk. And specific parties with that group. I'm here to tell you, I'm not supporting any single people. I'm not supporting that group over another group. I'm just giving them a venue. If you're listening from the ACM or the AVM or the Camp Vigilance or any of those groups, you're all welcome to call up here and promote it. I tell the people to be diligent. And to ask questions about who they're serving with to see if they're the real deal. I know there's the one guy, TJ Reddy. I don't promote him. I won't let him on the show because the guy's a flaming Nazi. And if you guys know about a group that I recommended, or you know, I'm going to say that I allowed to have a venue, and you find out they're a bunch of goose-stepping, folks, let me know. Don't judge me on it and say, well, we don't like that guy. I need to get an email out to the ACM and let them know that I support the cause, not individuals in it. I don't even support them as individuals. I don't know anything about them. I may meet them and find out they're the biggest egotistical maniacs in the world, but if they're getting it done, that's all I care about. I may meet them and find out they're a bunch of fancy-pants Belgians, but as long as they're on the border and they're doing what it takes and they're not doing something ungodly while they're doing it, I'm going to give them the venue. So if you're listening from the ACM and you're a member of the ACM, know this. Know this. The only people I'm aligned with are the Church of Kuya and our militia here and the few friends I have out there. The other groups that call into the show, I'm just giving them a venue. If you can't deal with that, please call me. I need to explain some things about freedom of speech to you. And if you don't want to have them explained to you, well, then we'll just move on and go our separate ways and I'll find somebody else to get behind and give them the airtime. But it's just sad that we have to think like that. So it's like the same thing that happened over at First Amendment Radio. Oh, he interviewed a guy from the Klan. We can't ever do anything yet. I also interviewed guys from the Liberty, USS Liberty. I've interviewed guys from Restore the Republic. I think I've had everybody on here except Alex Jones himself. I've been on Alex Jones. Now everybody thinks I support Alex Jones, I suppose. Because somebody got a hold of an interview of me on there. Man, this backbiting and stuff, this snobby approach to the cause isn't going to get us anywhere, is it? So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let me see here. Where am I? Let's go back to some things here in the news. There was something else that was amazing that I was going to talk about. We're going to talk about stuff going on the border. I don't Bongo do anything else that was stupid. I'm trying to think if there was. I don't know. There's another tugboat ran into another oil rig down by New Orleans, so maybe that'll get things going good, and they'll have more distractions for you. Oh, that's it. That's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about something like $3.6 billion, maybe even more, missing from the Pentagon budget in Iraq. It's all displaced. And everybody's all upset about this and surprised. Anybody who's been in the military, one, knows there's huge waste. There's theft. There's just stupid people with their little fiefdoms spending your tax dollars on things that have nothing to do with the war. You know, we're talking about, like, you know, 7-course meals being delivered to generals' houses and stuff in a combat zone. Those kind of stupid things. We all know they happen. But if you look at some of the stuff that's happened over the last 3 or 4 years with the Pentagon, one, huge child pornography problem in the Pentagon. They like to go online and download pornography and child pornography. Who do you think's paying for that? They're taking vendors, government contractors, suppliers, heads of state out to strip clubs and providing them with prostitutions. Who do you think pays for that? Do you think these guys are paying for it out of their pocket? No. They have giant slush funds. Now, granted, there's probably a lot of it that is going into black bag operations, but I'm here to tell you the New World Order does not need the Pentagon's money. They've got the drug trade. So I don't think any of that money is really going to the New World Order. I think it's just Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Jane, and Joanne, and whoever over here stealing a little there, skimming here, skimming there, getting 3 limos for the Pentagon when they only need 2, and then one ends up in their driveway. Remember the missing laptops? That's where the money goes. I don't even want to talk about how much missing ordnance there was in Iraq that it turned up that, Blackwater was reselling on the black market, the Blackwater market over there. And why do you people act so surprised and send me all these emails? I don't mean to sound mean today. I'm just having a rough day. But come on. Are we all children here? You know, there's so much theft. There's so much going on in the military right now that's just a joke. Any of you that still have faith in these wars, I really pray for you, because your lack of understanding is preceded only by your gullibility. You got to understand that they're just ripping us off left and right. Housing booms, housing busts. They're lying again. They're saying, "Oh, housing starts are up 24% from this time last year." It's a complete scam. It's a complete, boondoggle. It's just to get you to have a little bit of confidence so you're dumb enough to go down and maybe invest in another house. I spoke a little bit last week about a house that I could have bought for $30,000, went up to $150,000, and is now selling for like $12,000 on auction. Had a giant flood in Iowa where a private dam broke. And now $500,000 homes are worth like $50,000 because they're no longer lakefront property. And the federal government's going to go in and rebuild the dam for them. Boondoggles happen every day, folks. It doesn't have to be New World Order. It doesn't have to be the Jewish banksters. It can just be raw greed, because we're humans and humans are in charge. Humans are in charge. It doesn't always have to be a conspiracy. Sometimes money just disappears because people are thieves. I'm trying to get my email open and it won't here. Dutch Jones Show. Let's see, I don't know my password anymore. I'll just type in something randomly until it comes up. I give up on computers today. Stacy's not here, and I couldn't remember the password for stuff online, and Blue doesn't know it, I don't know it, so we just, oh well. She told us, but I think she spelled it wrong. I think she spelled it one of those weird ways, you know, what do they call that text? Speech? Leet. And, so I have no idea what it is. Let's see here. Oh, I typed the wrong password again. We had to change it because we got compromised the other day, remember? Any of you that got penis enlargement emails for me, I apologize. That wasn't me. That was not Lou. That was somebody. I think it was just a random hack. I don't think it had anything to do with the cause. Because the stuff they were sending out wasn't anything that would embarrass me per se. It was just porno and stupid stuff like that. So let's see. The new one is, I'm not going to say it on the air, But maybe you could tell that it's keystrokes, huh? Like a phone, if you could hear it. You could figure it. You guys can figure it out. Guess Dutch Jones' password.
It's QWERTY.
It's QWERTY. Now, what was it yesterday? QWERTY. K-W-E-R-T. What was the one I used yesterday when the guy on the phone, I said my name's... What did I say my name?
Snazzy.
Snazzy. Somebody asked my name on the phone. They called me back after we did a phone prank, too. Who is this? My name's Snazzy. What's your name, mister? But here's something I really want to talk about, because I can't believe this actually happened. Our nation allows our people to be taken to Mexico, butchered, slaughtered. Our nation allows people in the Philippines to be beheaded. Our nation... allows all kinds of things to happen to Americans. You know what France did today? France, and I can't believe they didn't do this sooner with all the problems they have, declared war on Al-Qaeda today because they killed one Frenchman. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Are you playing the music, Lou?
Yeah.
I can barely hear it. Yeah, it's nice. That's good that you bring it up low. When we come back, we're going to talk about France actually declaring war. They're showing a picture of the old guy that got killed. Yeah. Sarkozy's, I mean, who does that anymore? I mean, I thought they already did, but we'll be back after the break. I am Dutch Jones, and I am an angry white man.
They're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all in filthy, rotten conspiracy. So as they redirect our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency, we'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. Now just cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Without a gun. Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention!
World order.
Attention!
Government is
an emergency! Repeat! An emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Set that gun
one.
And shut your trap!
It's a weird
it's
one.
That's Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Something completely different. I am Dutch Jones. This is the second half hour. First half hour went quick because we didn't know if we were on the air or not. I'm watching our pastor run around out there in the field running sprinklers, and the turkeys are like hanging out with him. He must have about a half dozen, maybe 10 turkeys. 6 to 10 turkeys. He's watering trees. That's what he's doing. That'll bring him in. That water will bring in those turkeys. I am Dutch Jones. This is the 27th of July. Episode of the Amazing Dutch Jones Radio Program. If you want to reach us, phone number is 559-561-8225. Area code 559-561-8225. Tuesdays I lay back, just take it easy, just read a few things. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Kind of relax a little bit. I was all chomping at the bit yesterday because I missed the show and there was all kinds of stuff going on, and boy, I don't know what's going on. I'm having acid reflux right now while I'm on the air. You know why? I ate that can of hot chilies with some chili pepper. So just started when I came on the air. That's what I get for eating a late lunch. But France. What else are we going to say? Oh, if you want to email us, DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. And we've got our post office box set back up. They assure us now. Don't put Dutch Jones on it. Just put DJ on it. Just put DJ. Because they're making, they say if I want to put Dutch Jones, I have to show up all kinds of IDs. So just put DJ, care of Post Office Box 31. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you see, mine's out. My tums are out. Post Office Box 31, Cahuilla, California. That's K-A-W-E-A-H, California, 93237. Just put DJ. Care of Post Office Box 31. You know how they get all legalistic over there. It's funny, the post office has been in business for, what, like 260 years, and they can't get anything right. I got this great email about how wonderful Walmart is. They're now the biggest company in the world, and they've only been doing it for like 30 years, whatever. Anyway, France declares war against Al-Qaeda. Paris, France has declared war on Al-Qaeda and matched its fighting words with a first attack on a base camp of the terror network's North African branch after the terror network killed a French aid worker it took hostage in April. Wow. I can just imagine all those waiters running around in Africa attacking Al-Qaeda. You know, really rude French waiters. The declaration and attack marked a shift in strategy for France, usually discreet about its behind-the-scenes battle against terrorism. We are at war with Al-Qaeda, said Prime Minister François Fillon Tuesday, a day after President Nicolas Sarkozy announced the death of 78-year-old hostage Michel Germanou. I'm going to say that as funny as I can. Sorry the guy's dead, but, you know. The humanitarian worker had been abducted April 20th or 22nd in, and I have to say this one very slow, Niger, by Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb district, and was later taken to Mali, officials say. The killers will not go unpunished, Sarkozy said in unusually strong language for a Frenchman, given France's habit of employing quiet cooperation with its regional allies of Mauritania, Mali, Niger, and Algeria, in which the Al-Qaeda franchise has spawned amid an Islamist insurgency. Now, the Salafist group, it's one word, S-A-L-A-F-I-S-T, it's not like Salafist, sounds like some kind of, never mind. The Salafist group for call and combat formally merged with Al-Qaeda in 2006 and spread through the Sahel region, parts of Mauritania, Mali, and Niger. Officials suggest France will activate accords with these countries to stop the terrorists in their tracks. We will stop sending you croissants. There will be a complete croissant embargo. Officials suggest France will activate accords with these countries. I love that. Accords. Somebody kills one of your people, you declare war on them, you're like, okay, let's talk. It's a universal threat that concerns the entire world, not just France or the West, Defense Minister Hervé Morin, it's probably Hervé Morin, said Tuesday at France's Channel 2 television. We will support local authorities so these assassins and their commanders are tracked, judged, and taken before justice and punishment. And yes, we will help them. Algeria, Mauritania, Mali, and Niger in April opened a joint military headquarters deep in the desert to respond to threats from traffickers and the Al-Qaeda offshoot. U.S. Special Forces have helped the four nations train troops in recent years. Yeah, another war that nobody's telling us about. You know, Special Forces in North Africa. The United States said it would help the French in any way that we can to bring those who killed Germano to justice, according to U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley. Yeah, we can't even get bin Laden, and we're going to start helping the French. Fillon refused to say how France would act, but we will, he said in an interview with Eugene, with Europe One Radio. They're going to give them such a pinch, and perhaps it already has. On Thursday, the French-backed Mauritanian forces in an attack on an Al-Qaeda camp in the border with Mali killed at least six suspected terrorists. It is the first time France is known to have attacked an Al-Qaeda base. Yeah, usually they just cater to them, you know, literally. Bring the food and the cheese. You know, France is the number one dealer of small arms in the world, right? You guys know that. So that's what's funny about this. They've been selling guns to these so-called terrorist groups for decades, and now finally they get mad about it? I'm sure it's probably because Israel told them to be mad about it. France said it was a last-ditch effort to save its citizen, while Mauritania said it was trying to stop an imminent attack by fighters gathering at the base. Yeah, it was funny. The Al-Qaeda group put out an account and said, you killed six of our people trying to rescue your dude. Now we're going to kill him. And that's what they did. So the French didn't get it right. And it's kind of sad. It was kind of like, you know, Carter going into Tehran. You know, how we killed more of our guys. We can expect an increase in the French... Okay, here's a word I don't know. And I need your help. R-I-P-O-S-T-E. Riposte. We can expect an increase in the French riposte. That's a nice way of saying retaliation. Said Antoine Safer, an expert on Islamist terrorists, who has traveled to the region. Can't be too much of an expert if he's going into terrorist reasons. You think a terrorist would stay out of the area? An estimated 400 to 500 such fighters are thought to roam the Sahel region, a desert expanse as large as the European Union. Stop playing with the water. Despite meager numbers, the region's Al-Qaeda fighters pose a clear threat. Among the more recent victims, a British captive was beheaded last year, and two Spanish aid workers were taken hostage in Mauritania. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, too bad. In November, Spain is working to free them. Mauritanian soldiers also have fallen to numerous attacks. The head of the French Institute on Strategic Analysis, boy, does that sound oxymoronic, suggested the French government rhetoric was normal. It is important to make this kind of announcement, Francois Geer said. I think it's made of the same stuff of former U.S. President George W. Bush on the Al Qaeda. Well, at least somebody sees it. I gotta take these antacids. Hang on. Do some doing music, Lou. Too late. You're too slow. I'm chewing antacids. You can't stop me now. You should have had some like intermission music. Like, let's all go to the lobby. You don't have that?
No.
Oh man, you need to download that. See, Anthea knows it. We'll just have Anthea sing next time. I gotta wash down these chalk flavored cherry things. Or cherry flavored chalk things. The government has to make a strong, clear response while maintaining the discretion needed to ensure cooperation. Geer said in the past, France has been cautious because those governments don't want the appearance of interference from the West. Okay, so you have to be mean enough that your own people think, hey, they're doing something about it, but not mean enough the terrorists come back and slap you and kill your kid if you're a head of state. That's what it is. And they'll just keep targeting relief workers and innocent victims and not actually go after heads of state. Spain has maintained a low profile as videos of the Al-Qaeda franchise regularly call for the conquest of Al-Andalus, a reference to the period of Muslim rule for much of Spain in medieval times. You guys remember that? That was when King Alfred came down and kicked the savage Muslims' butts. That's what he's talking about. They're trying to get Spain again. But it's funny, the Al-Qaeda franchise. Now, I went to one of those small franchise conferences where they, you know, Mailbox, etc., Wendy's. I don't remember seeing a little kiosk or a booth for Al-Qaeda. I wonder what kind of investment it takes to get it. Maybe we should do that. I mean, we wouldn't actually do Al-Qaeda stuff. We just get the gear, get to wear the T-shirts, maybe use the name to get discounts at hotels and stuff. But I wonder what an Al-Qaeda franchise actually costs. Can you get on that, Lou, for me? Anybody out there know? 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. And, okay, I'm getting some messages here. I guess the French could also say Americans did surrender like sissies to the brave North Vietnamese forces. How does that feel and sound? Oh, somebody's mad at me for making fun of the French. Oh, if I have listeners in France, here's what I want you to know. I want you to know this. Sincerely and completely with an open heart and free of all guilt, here's what I want you to do. Shoot yourselves. If you're listening in France, don't listen to me. Okay? France, Belgium, Canada, you know, or move out of France. Don't talk to me. Savate. Even your martial arts savate, you wear a unitard. Come on. You know, some of my happiest times of my life are beating up mimes, so I have no sympathy for France. You had a humanist revolution. You destroyed, you know, just, oh, never mind. Anyway, so if you're listening in France and I offended you, too bad, huh? Too bad. So yeah, France is trying to get some street cred, is what they're doing. Ooh, we're going to go to war with the Al-Qaeda. Hey, everybody's been at war with Al-Qaeda since, like, you know, 2001. Ho-ho! Well, we were waiting to see which side was looked like it was winning. Like World War II, you had the Free French and the Vichy French. They're doing the same thing. And they're going to continue. You cannot tell me that France is not going to continue to sell weapons to the Al-Qaedas. Just not. That's the way it goes. It's just what's going to happen. Yeah, everybody's laughing at you, France, in the chat room. We laugh at France. France even got beat by Mexico in a war. They kicked France out of Mexico. We beat Mexico in a war. I guess we're not much better. And we gave them their land back, so I don't know. Not much to say about that. That's one good thing. If you're ever buying military surplus weapons, you can buy French stuff, because some of it's good, because you know it was only used once on the battlefield. It was dropped once. But, you know, it was never picked back up again. So you get, like, that MAZ, and they have a semi-auto 7.5 French weapon. And all kinds of cool stuff out there. Yeah. So I don't know where... you don't hear a lot... when a nation like France, it's only tough... You know, the only thing that you think tough about France is what? The French Foreign Legion, not French fries. The French Foreign Legion is the only thing tough to come out of France. And guess what? They're foreigners. Very few of them are actually French. Sure, the officers are. They're the ones that are all brutal and everything and weird. Should have let the Germans keep your land, Frenchie. Exactly. Twice we have to go to Europe and get your neighbors out of your yard. That's what France is. They're that neighbor that goes, Dutch, could you come over? The neighbor kids are in my yard again and they won't leave. And I have to go over there and chase them out of the yard. And what do I get for it? You know, France keeps borrowing my stuff, not giving it back. Don't pay their war debt, you know. You know, independent film that's terrible. What do we have to thank France for? What do we have to thank France for? I know I'm getting off on a tangent here, but I need to rant a little bit because I'm having a bad day. I'm having a bad week. But what do we have to be thankful to France for? I mean, Statue of Liberty, let's scrap it. Make it into jackets for bullets. We don't need that.
Snail snappers.
A bunch of snail snappers. What else you got, Lou?
French Canadians, snow frogs.
Snow frogs are French Canadians? I didn't know that one. Yeah,
Dodger.
Yeah, nobody. What?
Soap Dodger. Monkeys.
Surrender monkeys. I like wine swilling, cheese eating surrender monkeys.
Tadpole.
I don't know that one.
Toad.
Froggies.
Turtleneck.
Next thing you know, they're gonna. You know, France is the kind of country that's gonna ask you to help them move when they get kicked out of Europe. They're gonna call up. Yes, America. This is France. Yeah, the Muslims have taken over. I keep going to my Spanish accent. Oh, I gotta do that to exercise. Would you please come and help us move our sofa and our ottomans? You know, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna say we're moving into your neighbor Canada upstairs. Upstairs, do you have any couches? Yes. Oh, we're not gonna help you move then. You know, we just gotta. And my European listeners, there are a few Europeans that are good, but the European nations, I don't know. I like Switzerland, but they bowed down on the banking thing, didn't they? You know, they gave in and like, oh yeah, we'll let you look in our banks. But then they're part of the banking system too. So I don't know. I'm just a regular guy, meat and potatoes kind of guy. I have no excuse for most European countries. I'm trying to think of one that I would go, yeah, I'd go live there. No, I really wouldn't go live anywhere in Europe. It's like those folks today saying, hey, I never thought about wasp spray. Where you at? They're all in Europe. We're not allowed to have any weapons, but we can have wasp spray. Somebody sent me a pop-up here that says wasp spray kills rattlesnakes. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Although I'm willing to try it, next time I see a rattlesnake, I will spray it from about 20 feet away and see what it does. Even if it makes it cough slow enough that I can get to it, you know, that'll work okay too. But I don't know if that's true. Stop making noises like that. Yeah, I don't want you to make the coughing rattlesnake sound. It sounded horrible. I thought you were going to hack up a lung, Anthea. I don't know what that sounded like on the radio, but my 9-year-old's next to me going, it's not good. It's not very good. The other stuff. Oh, the leaked documents that the Pentagon's all upset. You know, there's nothing worse for tyrants than their faux pas coming out in the open. Now, whoever did it, I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of pages. It has to be somebody in a key position, or it's all just a setup. You know, just another way that they can, you know, somebody who really hated Obongo, or some, you know, depending on how deep this goes, it may go all the way back to the, you know, El Bushe regime. You know, we'll see what happens. And when I was wrong, someone just personal messaged me. It's $8.7 billion in Iraqi funds. It wasn't $2.8. So, don't shake the table. So I have to be a little more correct there. It is 8.7. Now we're talking serious money. A couple billion, you know, who cares? It's all the same stuff. It's all theft and squashing and stealing and, you know, everything. There we go. Let's see. What else was there? Oh, this one. Listeners sent me like 6 of these, and I don't know why. It kind of tells me where your heads are. Utah court reverses polygamous leader's convictions. Remember Jeff's was his name, or Jeffries? I'm trying to open the email right now. He was convicted of arranging marriages with underage girls, some of them older, and then, you know, forced. His name was Jeffs, and he lives on the border with Arizona and Utah, and he got like 2 5-year sentences to be done in a, you know, one after the other for assisting in rape. Well, the Utah Supreme Court on Tuesday reversed the convictions of polygamous leader Warren Jeffs and ordered a new trial, saying a jury received incorrect instructions before considering his role in the 2001 nuptials of the 14-year-old girl and her 19-year-old cousin. You know what really happened here is when they were reviewing the tape, they found out that Jeffs was actually throwing Masonic symbols the whole time and the judge didn't pick up on him. So now they're going to probably let him walk over that. It's the only thing I can think of why it would happen. I mean, this thing was in the media. Everybody was upset about it. You know, and it's funny, I posted this on my Facebook page, so people are like, hey, you know, I don't see any natural law against polygamy. Well, I can tell you that every place in the Bible where it occurs, it creates trouble, strife, and just all kinds of discontent. It screws up legacies, inheritances. Everything is just destroyed by it. It creates infighting. And quite frankly, I agree with Warren Lee Campbell, the first pastor of the church here, who since passed away, and we can't wait to see him when we go to heaven. He said that it's only about sex. That's all it's about. It's just about greedy men wanting to have multiple wives. Personally, I can't see an upside to it on any level. I mean, it's hard enough to deal with one woman in my life, and Stacy's not here to defend herself, so you guys can tell her about it later, and I will admit I said it. She can hear it on the show, but I don't know why anybody would want to have multiple wives. But anyway, this guy, they're gonna retry him, it looks like. Assistant Utah attorney Laura Dupe said the state maintains its position that Jeffs used his religious authority to force an underage girl to marry and have sex. The court said today that at least part of our legal reasoning was misguided. We accepted that and we think it's unfortunate. So something happened. Somebody paid a certain amount of money. Next you're going to be finding out Tony Alamo is going to be let out, and Nicholas over at First Amendment Radio will be doing a dance because he'll get more than $2,000 a month from the Alamo Ministries. I had to throw that in there. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, still got acid reflux. Hang on, folks. Sing a song, Lou. I didn't say play a song. I said sing a song. Too late. I hear you clicking over there.
Hey, I hear singing.
Yeah, Anthony was doing the theme to Jeopardy, which only made me feel a little more under pressure than I need to be. Let's see. But yeah, I find it amusing that so many militant conservative religionists are whining about being misrepresented and defamed. Funny, these same jihadists had no problem lying and flinging mud during Prop 8. Somebody posted that on Yahoo comments. I find it funny that I can't post the word Constitution, but they let a sodomite post on Yahoo News. Kind of tells you where Yahoo News is coming from, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Go do that. If you weren't, I don't know if I said that here. Go to Yahoo News, pick anything, and just type Constitution. Watch what happens. It's unusual. It's wacky. It's weird. Constitution. The middle syllable of the word disappears, and they put dots. Can't write Constitution on Yahoo News. Let's see. Three New Jersey teens charged with videotaped immigration death. We're going to talk about that after the break. Those of you on the East Coast, I need to know about this. This was a African man. He was a legal immigrant. He had papers. He was working. I think he was waiting for a bus or something in New Jersey, and three people jumped him and beat him to death. Everybody's jumped to the conclusion this was white-on-black crime. But I'm going to read the whole article to you. But the only one that was old enough to be mentioned was 18. His name was Kahari Williams-Clark. Kahari? Does that sound like a skinhead name to you?
No.
How many skinheads are named Kahari? How many... Yeah, it does sound African. African, as we learned the other day. That's how you're supposed to pronounce Africa. African.
Yeah.
But it's just weird to me. And the other ones I didn't mention. So if you guys have seen this on the news, the victim was a black man, hardworking man with a family, came here legally, so he's not to be hindered in that. And he was just out waiting for a bus. He wasn't even robbed. There was like $600 in his pocket, and we'll talk about this more after the break. But they jumped him, beat him to death, and, actually he died later. But when he was in the hospital, one of the nurses stole the money from his wallet. Which I don't know how they figured that out. You just can't trust nurses anymore, can you? Must be something about nurses.
And money.
And money. You can buy nurses and money, and they just go nuts.
All women like to care about is being rich.
Yeah, you gotta go wash your face. You got ravioli on your face, honey. Go in the bathroom and wash your face. That's right, I feed my kid canned ravioli. Turn me into CPS. Go wash your face. We got like 3 minutes, Anthony, before the end of the hour. You can wait. You can wait. No, you can wait. Sit down. What I want to do also is when we come back, I want to talk about the animal butchering that we did and some of the comical things from that. We have pictures and we're going to put them up on the website. For those of you that are queasy, don't look at them. All I can tell you is that I was up to my elbow in a turkey. I was intimately involved with a turkey. And, there's a picture of me and it's a clean line right to my elbow, just solid blood. We didn't wear any gloves. Thanks, Lou. He's going to edit in a dead body and make it look like I did it. Everybody did really well. I even learned a couple things. Vince, our butcher extraordinaire, was doing good. Lou even got down there and butchered some stuff. Anthea wasn't here, so she didn't get to. Stop peeling stuff off of my soundboard. I might need that mark for something. Don't do that. What's the matter with you? Somebody get the hose.
Okay.
No, not the one that water comes out of. The one we beat you with. Don't peel stickers off of the soundboard. Come on, it's bad enough as it is. It's falling apart. But yeah, it went really well. The neat thing is that we had some people show up right when we were finished cleaning up. I wish they'd have shown up half an hour early, but they came to check out our church, and that was pretty cool. And there's a neat little story there. We lose some people, and we gain some really cool people. And I want to praise the Lord for that. I need to get into I need to count my blessings, like we sang on Sunday. Still haven't heard word of whether or not the pastor wants to allow us to do sermons every Sunday. I'll let you know as soon as we find out. Keep going to the archives. Only Ma, if she could give us a report, maybe I can report on how many people have been downloading. It would be nice because it seems like a lot of people have been wanting to listen. Lou's been uploading. We just got 6 new gas masks in today. We got some whistles with compasses and thermometers in them. We got 3 of the orienteering compasses with mirrors. Everything is going to be sent out tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, folks, that you've been waiting. It's just everything's on like hold. Everything's on delay. Someone ordered a Swiss stove today. We got it. We got the order yesterday, and that may not be available.
It is.
It is available. Good. So that's available. What else did they? We had some other orders come in. We're working on it. We appreciate you guys helping us out. Every penny helps us. We're down to 1 vehicle and 2 broken vehicles. We need your blessings, and if you're gonna buy something, buy it from us. We'll be back. After a song, a commercial, a break, we won't be on Liberty Tree Radio, so we'll just keep it intimate and keep talking like this. We'll be talking about some other stuff when we get back.
Cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
I'm trying to save our nation. Let me put it to you this way, folks. Please, this country's in trouble. Let me just say, you can squat on a pit bull, but that don't get you rhubarb pie. The pit bull makes the pie.
Government.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me!
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world
order. Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
The government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Greetings. We're back. This is the second hour for July 27th, 2010. This is the Dutch Jones radio program coming to you from Cahuilla, California. I don't know if we're smack dab in the center, but I'm going to say that. We're smack dab in the center of California, Central California, one of the other Californias. Everybody seems to think,
I don't know why you're in California. I like your show. I wish it was on the radio, but why are you out there?
Southern California is not central, and it is definitely not Northern California. It is not coastal California. We are a completely different breed of people here. And we don't tolerate a lot of the stuff that you would see going on in the cities. People here actually get slapped around for being stupid. People actually get called on the carpet for being stupid here. Our politicians are being hassled. It's not like everywhere else where all you care about is what kind of car you have, what kind of boob job you can afford for your wife, or any of that junk. Okay, Scotty's telling me that we are going out on Channel 2 CB up there somewhere in the New York State area. And it's a prime example of why I brought up California. New York State is not New York City. Just like Central California is not Southern California. And it's not the border region. So welcome those guys listening on Channel 2 on the CB. In fact, that's how I started my pirate radio when I was a little kid. Channel 14 on the CB. A little Star Trek communicator walkie-talkie that put out on Channel 14. And I was spinning records for all the neighborhood kids with a long wire antenna I rigged. Took it apart, hooked it up. I was 10 years old. I love it. I love knowing that my voice is still being used in that manner. The internet thing's cool, but it doesn't have with it the romance of pirate radio. And it's not pirate radio because the airwaves belong to us. Shut up and leave me alone. I like thinking it's pirate radio. Welcome, Rabbit. Good to have you in the room. I didn't notice if you were there before. Minuteman, PennDOT, Olima, me, guest. Who did I miss? Anybody? Scotty, of course. We mentioned you. Welcome to the chat room. If you want to get in the chat room, if you're listening to this on Facebook, like I know many of you are, you can go to dutchjones.tk and you can get in there and you can get into it. Or actually, if you just on the player, you just hit visit channel, it'll go there. You can do that, and you can see a place down there where you can vote for us. You can rate us. We are now 24th, I think, listed 24th on UBroadcast out of like 20,000 broadcasters or something ridiculous. It's going to be a slow crawl up because we've only had a few listeners because we've only been doing this for 3 months technically now. Yeah, you can break that out, Anthea. I mean, we want to catch up and pass First Amendment Radio, which is number 2, but they've got like 4,000. We're like somewhere around 800 and something listeners, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you figure you got guys like Scotty out there spreading it out over the internet, you got people downloading us, you've got other people picking it up, putting it out on shortwave reflector sites on the internet. We have no idea how many people listen. That's why it's important every day that we focus on the holy cause of liberty and what we're trying to do. We try to tear apart the delusion that's put forth in the media, the lies that are put forth in the corporate churches, and just twist it around a little bit to where it looks like it's supposed to look. And that's what we call truth. Now, I don't know if I do a good job or not of that. I make a few people mad, but that's okay. I don't care if I make people mad. I'm not here to make anybody comfortable. I'm here to irritate the comfortable. I'm here to poke the fence sitters. I'm done with the sheep. I'm looking for sheepdogs. So that kind of leads into the training we did on Saturday, and we had a small turnout. I was a little disappointed, in fact, and I'm going to say this up front. If you weren't there and you didn't have a good reason, like you were working, you had to fly in from Kansas like one family did, or Nebraska. I never remember where they're coming from.
Boy, were their arms tired.
Yeah, boy, were their arms tired flying in. But those of you that weren't there and didn't have a good excuse, don't come crawling to me for food, especially meat. I might throw some beans and rice at you, but you're not getting any of our rabbit, any of our chicken, any of our fresh meat because you didn't want to learn it. If you had a good reason to learn this skill, and that was butchering of animals, and it would have worked for wild game or domestic animals, whatever, there was no excuse. And anyone that has the ability to learn this skill, you need to. It's not that hard. The hardest thing for me when I was a kid was getting over the gushy feeling, of reaching into an animal and removing its intestines. And there are some things that, you have to be careful with the knives. They're razor sharp. We had one of our friends from church here who's been a frequent attender that showed up. And he had this little teeny tiny, what was an old timer? Was it a buck? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a buck pocket knife, like a little tiny one, like your grandpa would use to whittle up a stick to beat you with. And this thing was razor sharp. And I did 4 chickens with it. He did 3 or 4 with it, and it was just amazing. You got to pay attention because you don't want to squeeze too much of the insides, out and contaminate the meat. You got to be very careful. We had a garden hose rolling there, so if we got bile or poop material on it, we could wash them out. The turkey was what amazed me. What a domestic turkey that you don't get from the store. You go buy a turkey, it's small, it's clean, it's sanitized. This thing was huge. This thing was gigantic. It put up a good fight. How many of you did it take, Deb?
3, and it almost broke my hand.
It almost broke the wing, hit Debbie's hand, hurt it. Who actually beheaded it? Was it Rabbit? Was it Rabbit that took the head off with the machete?
Yeah, I think so.
I kind of stood back and took some pictures, and Stacy took some pictures of that. But my hatchet wasn't a little sharp at first, so the first one was a little rough. So then I sharpened it, and then my aim was off, and I scalped a chicken.
Yeah.
I gave a chicken a lobotomy. And this is stuff you got to hear about, man. You're not going to eat if you can't deal with this. One of the things we did was we got a trash can, a metal trash can, galvanized trash can. Put it up on some cinder blocks. Lou and I got out there early and built a fire under it to get hot, soapy water going. Yeah, Rabbit killed a turkey. Rabbit killed turkey. Turkey loses, point goes to Rabbit. Rabbit's in the chat room saying that. And what you do is after you behead the chicken, we throw him in a trash bag lined plastic trash can, let it, the phrase, a chicken running around with his head cut off, it's true. And humans do it too if they're killed in a certain way. Some chickens just lay down, some fight. The turkey put up a good fight even with his head cut off. So did the rabbit. We didn't cut his head off. We'll get into that later. But you throw him in a bucket, and sit on it. Whatever you got to do just to kind of keep it from running around. You don't want it to get too gamey, too much adrenaline release. You got to be gentle, nice, and surprise them with that hatchet. And then after that, after we knew they weren't kicking anymore, we pulled them out. When the chicken head stopped talking when they're laying on the ground, which was kind of neat to watch. We would dip them in hot soapy water, really hot soapy water, hotter than you would want for a bath. And what that does is it helps, it opens the skin pores up, which makes it easier to pluck the chickens. Now, I'm sure Rabbit will let you know in there, plucking a turkey looked hard. I didn't pluck the turkey, I don't think. Did you guys have any trouble pulling the feathers? Yeah, the turkey was many hands made light work of the turkey. For that turkey plucking was a group effort. But the chickens, you just pull the stuff right off. It was real easy. We had some full-size roosters, and we had some Chinese roosters. Is that what those were? Yeah, I think they were called Chinese roosters. And you could tell they were Chinese because they smoked a lot and talked real loud.
They were yellow.
And they were yellow.
But the soapy water worked really good. Somebody said, what the soap did is it also helped clean the chickens. Some of them are covered in feces and stuff, but the soap also helps them open it up. And no, we didn't pluck Lou. Hot and soapy makes for happy water. And you got to roll the turkey in there, otherwise you get boiling water thrown all over you. But then, you know, after you pluck the chicken, we wash it off, and it was moved to kind of an assembly line situation. And you know, you cut around the rectum. You remove the gullet. What did he call it? Not the gullet.
Craw.
Thank you. And then you make an incision below their rib cage, and you just reach in and start pulling stuff out. A Chinese turkey is a cat with wings. PennDOT, that's funny. So, you know, it just took some doing. The little chickens were harder for me. I kept, accidentally throwing away their heart and liver, I think it was me, because I couldn't find them. Some people like the heart and liver. In a survival situation, you're going to eat everything. For me, the heart, liver, intestines, it has a purpose. It's called fish bait. Or, you know, there you go. That's what I'm going to use it for. But the larger chickens were no problem. The turkey was definitely easy, just sticking my whole forearm in there. But everything was going great. And I wish she was here, because I kind of wanted to bag on her a little bit. But Stacy had no problem. She was in there with everybody else. She's done this before, until we pulled out the big white Mr. Fluffy. What did she call it? What did she name it?
Fluffy.
Yeah, Fluffy. It was Mrs. Fluffy. Now, this was a gigantic rabbit. I don't know. He must have weighed 15, 16 pounds. And she kept killing her babies, which some people said they did research and they found out that's because if they find a predator is around the area, they kill their babies so that they don't lure the predators in, or they get a psychological wackiness, postpartum depression in a rabbit. Well, this one kept killing her babies, so they said, okay, it's time to go into the pot. Well, I sat there trying to figure out, how do we want to do this one? And so I said, okay, what I was going to do was grab it by the legs and smash its head against a tree. That's how dear old Dad taught me how to do it. But by the look on Stacy's face and a couple other people, no, no, no. So I went and got a Louisville Slugger. We put it on the chopping block, and one hit, and that was it. And then we skinned it the old-fashioned way, cutting it up, pulling it apart, skinning it. I think Roast actually cleaned it. And Thumper. And one thing that we didn't have is we didn't have EMT shears. Those would have been good. Cut off the legs. Oh, and one thing on the turkey, Debbie kept the feet off the turkey, packed them in salt, and presented them to Anthea today. She was all... So I go, Anthea, look in this bag. She's like, cool! She didn't freak out or anything. But when you see Stacy, don't mention Mrs. Fluffy, okay? She was very upset about it. Once we got the skin off, I think it was all about the skin. And when she admitted to me, she goes, well, it's the cute animals that I don't like eating. So she only likes to eat ugly animals. So I guess I have to worry about cannibalism, you know, for me. But if I was handsome, you know, she may not eat me. But maybe I ought to start looking into grooming and losing some weight. But it's funny how people attach those things. Like today, we were talking to a neighbor about buying some bunnies from him. And Anthea wants to name him. I'm like, yeah, if you want to name him, you can go ahead. So we cooked the turkey. We cooked the rabbit. Actually, not we. Ellen did. Ellen, did you help cook any of it? I didn't know if you did or not, Deb.
Yeah. And
Debbie
the
and...
turkey cooked a lot quicker because no preservatives or
hormones. Oh, that's a good point. The turkey cooked in much less time, even though it was huge.
5 hours.
In 5 hours, because it was all naturally fed, no hormones, nothing. And this thing was huge. And right when we were getting done cleaning up, which was another, would have been fun for some PETA people to come by, this really nice older couple came by, And they said they had heard about our church from a gun shop or a shooting sports area down in Bakersfield, and they wanted to come up. And the guy was looking around, really nice old cowboy, and his companion, female friend. And he hands me his card, and it says, Flying, Fishing, and Dancing. He's retired. And I go, what's that? And he goes, well, I supply bush aircraft to people that want to rent them in Alaska. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty nice. This guy showed up. He said, what are you guys doing? I said, well, you just missed it. We just cut up a bunch of farm animals, and tomorrow we're going to have them at church. He's like, oh, good, because I'm coming up here to go to church tomorrow. So he comes into church the next day, and the guy's already got land picked out. He's already made offers on land. This is, you know, and it had nothing to do with the radio show. I said 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you guys, yeah, hopefully I said it on a show that got recorded, which like 99.9% of them do. People will start coming here by ways that we never imagined. It won't have anything to do with me. It won't have anything to do with anyone from the church. They'll just have this feeling, this sensation that they need to be here. And this guy's all about that. He says, I realize where I'm at. I'm not going to survive a collapse. I just scratch my nose and I'm bleeding. Yeah, I shouldn't do that. And it was great to have this new couple come in. Very nice, very pleasant, very like-minded. Maybe not as patriotic as we are. Maybe a flag-waving patriot. You know, he first thing says, I'm a member of the NRA. And we kind of went, okay. Stuff like that. So that was really cool. It was a good sermon for him. It was a sermon that was just meant to unify the body. People talking about their problems they have, and unfortunately people that needed to hear it weren't there. And it's sad. But the Lord takes some people away and he brings in other people. And that was good. I'm still getting contacts from people that want to come up here and check us out. So things are going good. People are really starting to come together. I'm really liking it. We had a real bonding with this butchering training. If you weren't there, shame on you, unless you had a decent cause. I understand. I mean, I'm not going to say everybody has to be at every single training. But, you know, don't tell me the training isn't good enough if you haven't been to any of the trainings or you're not taking part in the trainings. And it's a good skill. I think of all the classes I've taught, I didn't teach this one. Vince, one of our friends for the church, one of our members of the church, taught it. This one probably had the most application out of all the ones taught. I mean, how many of you are going to take a 1,000-yard shot? Probably none of us. How many of us are going to be dealing with all these other things? You know, it gradiates as we talk about different topics, but everybody's got to eat. Everybody's going to be victimized by the coming financial collapse. Whether you're a survivalist or not, you're going to have to skin something and eat it, or you're going to watch your children wither away. You know, and if you don't want to take the time to learn how to take a bat to a rabbit, you know, what's funny is I thought about videotaping and making a video, and then I realized that, oh, that jerk, Rod, the guy who did Roger and Me, Roger, what's his name? Michael Moore put that in one of his videos in Detroit, and I didn't want people to say I was just copying him. But I've been butchering rabbits since I was a little kid. It's been a few years since I've done it. It was nice to do it again. Now I know I can do it. Chickens, no problem. Quail, see, I prefer quail. I shoot a quail. I go up, I pluck the breastal area, the breastal region, and I put my thumb under the rib cage, and I pull the breast off. The rest becomes coyote bait. That's it. I give the rest back to nature and I eat the breast. Pigeons, same way. Doves, same way. Quail. Chucker. You know. Those little tiny birds, I'm not going to sit there and eat a drumstick that's the size of my pinky. If I'm starving to death, yes. And I don't even know, how dare you? You're wasting stuff. Well, I can spend all my time trying to process this tiny little teeny tiny bird, or I could get 20 or 30 quail breasts and feed my family. Didn't they used to call rabbits Hoover pigs because they were a staple during the Depression? Mary asked. I think I've heard that. It was like, instead of a chicken in every pot, you got a rabbit, you know, in every hutch. And in fact, what we're doing here is I showed some of the guys from Exeter, and I hope you're interested in it, still rabbit. We're going to get rabbit to come up and help us build rabbit hutches. And we're going to get two or three rabbits, one male, two females, and just start doing it. And then that way we can sell. If we're not going to eat them right now, which is fine by me, you know, we should eat one once in a while to keep everybody. Now, you guys tasted the rabbit. What'd you think?
It was great.
What'd you think, Lou?
It tasted like rabbit.
It tasted like rabbit. Good. But we could start selling people in the community and start building in their minds that this is going to be a post-collapse economy. They're going to come to me and buy rabbits. That will be money for me. I get bales of hay and rabbits and like four or five of us. Me, Debbie, Rocky, Stacy, Lou, Kevin and his family. We become the rabbit king, rabbit kings of Kauai and Queens. We'll let the ladies be the queens this time. Lou, back off.
Okay.
The Rabbit Hutches. Yeah. I had a buddy in my last militia. We called him Rabbit Hutch because he smelled funny one day, and it reminded me of a rabbit hutch, and he's probably still mad at me for that. I bet he is. I bet he's still mad at me. Oh, you know where Mom is? I told Mom to shop. We needed bread and stuff. That's what they called a married student housing at BYU, the Rabbit Hutches. Oh, that's kind of cute. Yeah, we'll tell people, we're going to go down to the Rabbit Hutches. No, it's not Mormon dual-purpose housing. It's for something else. But we got to do that. Chickens. We got to start looking at how much of the land here we want to farm for fall crops. You know, cabbages, potatoes, onions, those kind of things. Because the heat's just killing everything, so I haven't even tried to plant anything in this heat. One, I just don't want to pay for the water. Because when I say pay for the water, right now we have to use a pump to get the water out of the well. But in a post-collapse society, we would use gravity irrigation from the ditch. The problem is the ditch company just suddenly is going around telling everybody you can't use the ditch. That's for, you know, the ditch is for water for these people that are paying for the ditch water. See, we don't pay for the ditch water because we don't understand how they can charge us for a ditch that they don't maintain, that we have to fix, that was built in 1880. You know what I'm saying? Just another thing where people say, we own the water, we own the air, we own the trees, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the water we use wouldn't be that much. It would just be to, you know, water our fields. But our fence is good. We got some buildings that need some roof work. I'll be giving you reports as we go over in the months, coming months. We've got to get everything set up. It's just too hot. Today wasn't too bad, but I hate working in the heat. I'm useless to people in the heat. You know, people can call me lazy, whatever they want right now. I can tell some people are a little torqued that I just stay inside and do computer work. But I'm not going to do anybody any good out there. But when it's 15 degrees and I'm out there, I'm not pointing the finger at them saying, why are you huddled around the campfire? Why are you huddled around the stove? Because I'll go work in the winter and I have no problem doing it. I'll be out in the cold and the wet and the rain and the mud because I like that. I can handle that. A man's got to know his limitations and his skills and where he works best. So it's always good to do that. We're coming up on 6:25 here after the hour. Nobody's called. You guys can call me if you want to. I'm not going to yell at you unless you're afraid your phone won't work because the FBI knows who you are now. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Call me with your animal butchering stories. Let's share it. Afterwards, I and another guy went to the store. We decided we were going to have spaghetti and salad and couple things and watch a movie maybe. I don't know. Did we watch a movie?
No, not there.
I can't remember. Did we watch a movie Saturday? I think we did. What did we watch Saturday?
Not down there.
Yeah. What was the movie though? Duel? We watched Duel. That's what it was. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But in the store, I didn't realize I had animal blood all over me. I had washed it off my skin and my face, but it was on my shirt and my pants. And the girl behind the counter, she knows I'm from the church at Kauai.
Oh, no!
And so they already have, you know, they're hippies and they have a bad attitude. And she goes, what's that from? I said, oh, we were killing animals up there. And she just looked at me. Why were you killing animals? And for a split second, I want to say, oh, because we built our temple and we needed to sanctify the temple. Oh, we watched Italian Job, too. Thanks, Rocky. And I go, well, we were butchering them to eat them. And I go, make sure you tell all your hippie friends that. And she just kind of looked at me, and I walked off. But I almost put my foot in my mouth, you know, and I said, yeah, we were doing animal sacrifices to sanctify the new temple we built into the mountain up there. But I realized I had rabbit blood, chicken blood. Everybody got blood on them, didn't they? Did you get blood on you?
Oh, yeah.
You got blood on you? Yeah, everybody got blood on them. Only the people that didn't show up didn't get blood on them. Isn't that sad?
Unless they were
doing something on their own. Yeah, that's one thing, like I said, don't drive home with a bunch of blood on you. So it's funny, I even washed up pretty good, and I guess that's what happens when you wear camouflage, you don't have good vision. It just kind of blends in. So went into the store covered in animal blood. I'm sure that violates a lot of health codes up here and all kinds of standards stuff. But we had a good spaghetti dinner, good salad. Telling you, Ro, I know you listen to the repeats because you're working right now. That was a good salad you chopped up.
Yeah.
Sure, I picked the vegetables off the shelf, but you chopped them up mighty fine. And the sauce was good. We threw some meat in there. Debbie brought some meat. I brought just a couple cans of tomato basil and, you know, stuff like that. So it was a good time I was had by all. And you know what, folks? The public is invited to these types of trainings, unless I denote otherwise. So keep listening. Our next one is the third Saturday, Sunday in August. The third Saturday, Sunday in August, we're going to camp out. It depends how hot it is. We may still have a meeting in the playground. Otherwise, we may go up on the green, up on the grass. Our new landing strip, if that guy joins the church, where we can learn land book. This guy, the guy's a pilot. I'm looking forward to having a guy that can teach me how to fly.
Aww.
I've done a lot of the ground school, and I've done some stuff up in the air, but you know, I need to get the full training. I would love to have air support up here. I'd whittle me up a plywood airplane if I had to, if I knew how to fly. Get me a couple Briggs and Strattons. Hey, Warlin, welcome to the show. Glad you made it.
Make a Da Vinci plane.
Leonardo da Vinci. I'll get some Leonardo da Vinci plans and learn how to fly. So these trainings are here for a purpose. These trainings are for outreach. If you're considering coming and vacationing in the area, do it. I need you guys to check out the Dutch Jones. And I got to spend some time on this because I promised my brother I would. If you go to dutchjones.tk, dutchjones.tk, at the top, you're going to see what's called a rhino for sale. At first, he was asking $10,000, but I'm telling you, he'll take any reasonable offer right now. A person is losing his house. A person is going hungry because he can't liquidate his assets. He doesn't owe anything on it, so he, you know, whatever you can help him out with. Go to dutchjones.tk, check that out, drop us an email. I will let him use my phone because they've turned off his phone, and you can talk to him and figure out how to get it to you. You send him money, whatever. We'll be back after the break. I'm Dutch Jones. We got one more half hour.
If you ask, they will come true. Those earn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you.
If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through.
Hearts can inspire all the hearts with the power
for the strong. Strong man shows them the way. Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Oh, shoulder to shoulder and bolder they grow as they go to the fore. Nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan. When stout-hearted men can stick together, man to man.
Or loss. So, did our farm show a profit last year?
No, we're Schedule F.
Wait, we didn't have a farm.
We lost the farm! No!
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in
there. Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
It's a weird radio show.
Now for something completely different.
I am completely different. Wow. We're back for the last 27 minutes or so, 26 minutes, 28 seconds and counting. I am Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones radio program coming to you Monday through Friday on the U-Broadcast radio outlet, whatever it is, via DutchJones.tk, via MySpace, via... Where else are we? We're on Facebook. We're everywhere. Advertised, promoted, embedded. Yeah, we're embedded. You know, everybody loves that term. I'm embedded on about 600 other websites, believe it or not. Some of them are bad, but most of them are good. So players are embedded and people are listening. That's great. I have no idea how many people are listening till the next day when I go and look and I start getting emails and stuff. Or if people in France get mad at me, if you were listening the first or second half hour about insulting France, I love it. But we're back, and before the break, I was telling you to go check out that, what is it called? A Rhino, all-terrain vehicle. Got all kinds of goodies for sale. We're all in financial trouble. We're all hurting. Don't forget to use the forum swap meet area. Don't forget to use the forum. Go to the forum. You go to DutchJones.tk, click on the forum. I'm getting a lot of people. You know what I spend most of my day doing right now? People that listen to the show like three or four times a week that are looking for people in their area. Well, I keep using the Black Robe Regiment. People are asking me for churches in their area. So I just give them for the whole state. I don't usually have time to get out a map. So we try to do the best we can with show people churches, militias. I go to different militia groups, and then every time I do it, I always get this feedback. Oh, don't use that group. They're a bunch of Zionist pigs. Oh, don't use that group. It's a front for the CIA. You know what? I can't test every single reference that I get because I get so many, hundreds a day. So that's why you guys got to give me some feedback, but don't get mad at me. I mean, I'm just trying to do what I can. I can't run background checks on everyone. And speaking of that, we decided to run some background checks on people. All of you in the room right now. No, I'm kidding. We used BenVerified.com, and it sucks. We paid for the, you know, you give them your credit card number, and they let you do it for a week free. It's terrible. I've been arrested 9 times in my life, and it shows that I'm this glistening little kid that's never been in trouble. However, it did show every place I ever lived, the values of my homes that I've owned, you know, and it had not one of my relatives was correct. It was just terrible. Lou ran Dutch Jones on it, and what'd you find?
I didn't run Dutch Jones on it.
Oh, I thought you said you ran Dutch Jones on there and found the website.
Oh, your email.
The email. You ran, see? You just tell me, you just try to make me look like a liar. You did do it, and you forgot, didn't you? Yeah, he ran Dutch Jones on there, and he found the email, and that was about it, and the website, and the show, and the stuff. But it wasn't worth it, because, I mean, I used one of my real names. It should have had just a bunch of luggage with it, and it didn't have anything.
And we ran someone else who's been in jail for...
Yeah, we ran somebody...
10 years or 15
years. Yeah, somebody we knew who'd been in jail for like 10 or 15 years, and nothing came up. But then another guy who goes around, you know, telling everybody, hey, I've been in prison... He was arrested like 32 times. So it's
32 counts against him.
Yeah. And so it's 32 counts against him, you know, multiple times in jail. It was useless, I thought. You just couldn't really count on the data. So then I went to the old ones I used to go to, Zaba Search. Zaba, ZABBASEARCHE. Everybody's asking me about this thing, so I thought I'd give it to you today off the top of my head, programming change. And it used to be like $30 a month. Now it's like $50 a search. You want to get a real criminal background check? It's going to cost you now. It's a ripoff. I can tell you, because I used to do a detailed check. Everything. I would get everything on you. Birth records, death records, engagements, property, your high schools you went to, anything you did, whether or not you had cable, gas bills if you paid them late. I'm serious. It would cost me $12 to $20. So the so much for data, you know. They just don't want people to have access to it. And there may be a reason why when I ran my real name there was nothing. Maybe they don't want me to know, because it also shows wants and warrants. That's kind of what I was doing, because I was thinking, hey, maybe I need to go get me a real job. Maybe I should start applying for real jobs again, because we're just not making it right now, and financially. And so I thought, you know, I need some documents. I need to get me a driver's license again, even though I don't drive and that kind of stuff. You know, just exploring it. Don't send me hate mail. And it didn't show anything. You know, so I'm like, yeah, right. They want me to think they're not after me. That's the paranoia kicking in there. But, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. We got to do something. We need to get financially sound. If some good things don't happen here soon, I don't know what we're going to do. We may end up living in a van down by the river just because it'll be a lower profile and lower cost. I can't keep paying electric bills. I can't keep paying water bill. You know, it's not a water bill, but it's for pumps to pump water and stuff like that. You get what I mean. And just feeding this kid Lou. I mean, he eats more than all three of us combined. He'll eat lunch and then go, oh, I'm still hungry. No. He'll eat two hot dogs and then go, well, when's dinner? I go, you just ate two hot dogs. Well, that was just a snack. But he's a growing boy. Of course, at this rate, he's going to end up being 7.5 feet tall and 300 pounds. But that's a benefit to us, too, right? It'll be hard to hide, but at least we can throw him at people. Where he can throw people. He told me today we were watching Princess Bride again, second time in like 4 days, 3 days. He said he wanted to be the next Andre the Giant. He said he really admired Andre the Giant, so he wanted to, yeah, he did. He got real close to the TV. Mike from All in the Family. Yeah, Meathead. Remember how much Meathead used to eat? Poor Archie'd be like, when are you going to get a job? And he'd be eating everything in the house. But that's okay. It shows he's healthy. You know, it's not like he's getting fat, because I make him do stuff all day long. I have him dig post holes and then refill them and then dig them again. Yeah, Meathead. Well, it's funny because you know that Meathead reference? Here you go. Meathead reference. Princess Bride. The guy who played Meathead was the Rob Reiner is the director of Princess Bride. See? Everything in the universe is connected. God has patterns. You know, people who love the movie The Matrix and everything, it's God. It's not coincidence. It's not kismet. It's not serendipity. It's not all that stupid stuff. It's God. It shows that there is a plan to things. And if anybody who's ever seen Repo Man, it's called the shrimp plate of shrimp theory. That I may be thinking about a plate of shrimp, and suddenly out of nowhere on the radio, someone will say shrimp. It happens a lot to me. I'll be saying, and they're not normal words. Like the other day, I said we were driving somewhere, and we I'm going to talk about the sinus. And it just pops up, you know, the same thing that's in my head, the radio, a song, it happens to all of you. That's God checking in to let you know he's keeping an eye on you. We're driving through Hanford, California, going to a naval station. No, not to scope it out, but to make a kid transfer, a prisoner transfer. And we see a giant red sign with white lettering that says, did we already talk about this on the air? No, we didn't. It says, avoid going to Koinonia. Am I saying that right? Koinonia Fellowship.
Koinonia.
Koinonia Fellowship. It's at some type of church. And then, and you know, how, and then it said Satan underneath it. You know how they always have these like call your mother God. You know, hey, I'm angry. Don't make me come down there, God. Those billboards,
yeah.
Black out with white lettering. This one was red with white lettering, and it said avoid Koinonia Fellowship. Satan. And it was funny because it was right next to that church. Like, yeah, Satan doesn't want me to go in there, so I better go in there. I thought it was good. It's excellent. It was a neat sign. I wish we could have got a picture of it, but we were going by at 62 miles an hour. Why 62? Because the speed limit was 65, and I never go the speed limit because I don't want them picking me up and killing me. Interesting stuff. But there's all kinds of little things in the universe that happen that catch my attention. Warland's saying that it happens to him all the time. And it'll be weird things. Like, I'll mention Bridge Over the River Kwai was the last time I thought about it. And, like, three times the next day I see Bridge Over the River Kwai references that are completely unrelated. I'll mention something just as they mentioned on the radio on a weekly basis. I don't believe in coincidences, Olima. It's the mothership trying to communicate with me. No, trying to give me the coordinates so that I may return to my people. The Zeta Reticuli, or whatever that is. I mean, those of you that listen to Coast know what I'm talking about. But in these next few minutes, I just want to let you know, don't give up. I'm down today. I'm bummed. I'm depressed. I know Christians aren't supposed to get depressed. Count your blessings, but I'm being honest. I'd be a liar if I didn't say it happens. Just, there are very few people I want to be around right now. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. You get in one of those moods where everybody just irritates you. The way even someone you love and would give your life for could be one of the children you gave birth to, you ladies. But the way their nose whistles when they breathe wants you to hit them with a rolling pin. That's the kind of mood I was in today. I mean, and yeah, I'm PMSing. I'm having a midlife crisis, you know. I'm going to be 45 here in a few months. And my next birthday, I can just say that safely. But there are just some people that I just don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear your problems. I don't want to hear you blaming other people for why you are where you are. I like surrounding myself with people that are about taking steps to improve their standing in the Lord. I'm about people that are moving forward, people that are not putting off the paperwork they have to do, not hiding from problems. You know, I get so sick of it. And I know, and I'm doing a little bit of public therapy here, but hopefully you guys can learn from it. I'm the same way. I go, like, Stacey will be like, did you call these people today on this? No. And then I have to do the same thing to her the next week. That's why God makes us couples. That's why He gives us companions. We can carry each other. Like last night, poor Stacey, she had to get up this morning at 5:30 to get prepped for work. 2 a.m, we're up talking all night about, you know, what's going on. And I'm blaming myself for things I shouldn't be blaming myself for. And she gets mad at me and slaps me around a little. You know, we talk about what our dreams are. We come up with alternative plans. That's what is so wonderful about having a wife or having a husband that is evenly yoked with you. Are you playing music?
No.
I thought I heard music in my headphones. That must just be that plate in my head picking up radio waves again. And that's where I'm at. But we can't pull into a corner. We can't retreat into a corner. We have to work it out. We have to talk about these things. The Sunday, I told you guys a little bit, we sang Count Your Blessings, which is a great old hymn. And I really needed to hear that. Because for like the last 3 weeks, you know what I've been doing? I've been sitting up late at night, not sleeping, going to Google Earth and looking at old homes, places where I've worked, places where I grew up. And sadly, most of them are now 7-Elevens. You know, there's a song by Social Distortion. The pool hall I played at as a kid is now a 7-Eleven. That is literally true for me. The pool hall I hung out with in high school is now a 7-Eleven. Here we go. Okay, let's see if the gods will let you talk. Are you there?
No, I'm not, but I should be here soon.
Okay. Is this the person with whom I'm speaking to?
This is.
Okay.
I wanted to call just to let you know, because sometimes you make the comment that no one called. Nobody loves me.
Nobody loves me.
I know people
Jones.
Are in the chat room, but I just wanted to let you know there's one person listening that can actually talk back. And
well, I appreciate it. Sometimes I wonder if people are just humoring me. They don't really hear me, you know. It's all CPS, DPS, and FBI listening. That's their job. Everybody in there has to listen to me and take notes.
They get paid to listen.
That's the only reason.
Oh.
And nobody wants to call in because their bosses don't want to hear their voice on the show.
One thing I also wanted to pass on in regard to ACM.
Yes.
HD was on Mark's program this morning.
Good.
Gave a very good sit rep of what happened, what was going on there, what the weekend entailed, also more of needs that they have to try to obtain their goals and stuff like that.
Okay, good.
And good information out there, had a good showing of people out there, and, you know, like you said on your show, this is a group, and like you said, there's lots of different groups out there working at doing the same thing. I think this is probably the best one to make a difference.
Sounds like it.
Because of the setup of their operation, their command structure, and you know, having their act together.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to hear that because, you know, I've been doing this on the border off and on since 92, and I've run into far more that were just well-intentioned people. That's my nice way of putting it. But, you know, and it sounds like this ACM folks have got it together, and I really encourage people to check them out. And I look forward to getting some first-hand contact down there. I'm also talking to the AVM, you know, Arizona Volunteer Militia. And so it's going to be good. We're going to have a lot of opportunities over the winter to do something about this. And I really am thankful there are people that are making a venue for us to go to. I mean, otherwise we'd all be all dressed up, loaded up, and nowhere to go.
The only thing I would advise, because you know where I'm from, which is the Southern California area.
Sure.
For us to go basically from the Southern California area out to the area of operation was basically like a 10-hour drive. And so to try to do that on your own by yourself, unless you're going to stop a couple times at rest areas or whatever and grab some Z's or whatever, you know, it's best to go as a group where you can carpool and, you know, share on the gas and expenses and stuff like that to do it. With some information, I'll send a picture of, you know, another person and I there. It's very green and lush there, for a desert area. We were fortunate that there was cloud cover overhead, so the temperature wasn't as high as it could have been if it was a clear, sunny day. For the people that go in the end of September up to about the middle of October, you know, be aware it's going to be hot there. You know, for the latter part of October and the first part of November, at night, you know, you and I both know from working down at Campo and places like that, you know, temperatures can drop to, you know, literally between 30 and 40 degrees down there.
Yeah.
And it won't rain or snow, but, you know, it'll be
still
that cold.
Yeah. Hey, I got some weird good news for you. You won't have to drive that far to the border anymore. I had this really cool dream last night that Mexico annexed all the way to Magic Mountain, and everybody was fleeing over Tajon Pass. So, you know, that way I wouldn't have to drive that far to the border anymore.
That's true. That's true. Or like 2012, the whole state can just fall in.
Yeah. I never did see that movie, so I don't know if I'm living in a place that's going to fall in or if the whole planet falls in. But
you got to get it, man.
Yeah, we'll have to get it and watch it. But, it's weird. I'm really anxious. You know, you called me this weekend and told me that, you know, or Monday, that there was some stuff going on down there. Can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of recent activity with the, ACM? I won't ask you to be their official spokesperson. Just repeat what you heard this morning, maybe. Hello? Oh, another one of those weird ones. Did you hear that? He, right when I asked him to give a report of what was going on down there, he got hung up on. I didn't do it. Lou, did you see me hit that button?
No.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Well, Minuteman, if you're still there, give us a call. I'd like to find out, because we can't hear, because Corky's going on right now, we hope. Oh, there it is. Hello?
Hello again. I don't know what happened, but...
Well, it's because I was asking you to tell us what you could tell us about the ACM's report this morning. New activity on the border. Anything you could synopsize for us?
Sure, and forgive me if I, you know, actually wrote some of it down, but...
Sure.
Basically, HD, who's the XO for the operation down there, is usually the one that calls in on Mark's program and, you know, kind of gives a sit rep of what's happening, what they need. This was a leadership operation training this past weekend. They've got two forward bases. One is FOB Glory. The other one is FOB Ruby. There's an area right on the border that has a deep shaft mine with lots of caverns that the enemy has right now. They want to retake that, and then as they do that, they basically would like to have enough manpower that they could have people at least that basically want to take back 24/7 to hold it, rather than, you know, be down there for, you know, a week and then be gone for 3 weeks or it gets retaken again. They talked about which base will have be their main base in medical and comm. I really don't want to say what
that is.
Yeah,
no, do
that. They, after they were done with the things this weekend, they went back up to Tucson. They toured the motor pool area. They have 5 deuce-and-a-half trucks, 4 Unimogs, a patent tank, and one other, you know, tank-type vehicle. I'm not sure nomenclature which one it is. One thing that HD passed on, they need mechanics. And if, yeah. you know, to help, because some of the stuff is basically falling apart. They have the parts for some of the stuff, they just don't have the time to yep. put it together so it, you know, sits there. If someone does have mechanical skills, they will provide room, board, and meals for you, you know, while you help out. So whether it's during the week, on a weekend, if you can, you know, come down and just put some wrench time in, you know, they'll cover your other expenses, you know, while you're there. I'm not sure about gas and stuff
sure.
like that. So that was one of the things they would like to have. What they would like to be able to do is, rather than you, from leaving from Tucson, you take your own vehicle down there into, you know, whatever place you're going to go to, is literally have a convoy of Deuce and a Half trucks and Unimogs and stuff like this going down there, that everybody, you know, is in a military type convoy going down there.
Logistically, that's smarter to do. You get everybody on the same same page, and I like
right.
that idea.
One of the other things HD said is going to where we went to, it's a dirt road. It's got some, you know, bumps and chuck holes in it and stuff like that. For me, with the off-road racing I've done, it was sweet. It was fun doing it, but for a lot of the other people, they're taking them, too cautiously slow. But in some of the areas, there were, you know, rocks like the size of pumpkins and stuff like that on roads and areas. So
it would beat up most of your family SUVs wouldn't have a fun time unless they were built up.
No, several of the people had, you know, regular vehicles. No one had, like, a street sedan or anything like that. The lady I told you, the person I told you about this in Visalia, had a, like, it was a Ford Ranger pickup, one of the small pickups, but nothing done beyond stock. I mean, it was a stock truck, nothing as far as high-riser lift kits, and they brought that in and didn't have a problem. There were several, like, heavy-duty four-wheel drive vehicles that would have been used to get to some of the more remote areas. So if you had even a small Ford Ranger pickup, or like a really nice guy really, really loves Suzuki Samurais, Suzuki Samurai or something like that, that could do it. It's just that you wouldn't want to bring, you know, a sedan street-type car.
Right. Was there any hostile action over the weekend?
Not that I was aware of, other than while we were out there, we heard the reports coming in about what happened in Texas.
Okay.
But
okay.
where we were, to my knowledge, nothing hostile happened. Mainly part of the purpose was for leadership who wanted to do what, who was capable of doing what, and then to start preparing the base we were at as far as cleaning it up and, you know, getting things set for Operation Defiant Sentinel. So it was, and if something did happen, the people there were ready to deal with if hostile actions happened. But to my knowledge, nothing hostile happened.
Did you get to meet any of the public down there? I mean, what was their perception? I know we talked about law enforcement, BP, all those guys. They're okay or neutral. Did you meet any public folks that went, hey, what are you guys suiting up for? Anything like that?
The only interesting thing was when we gassed up and then got some food at Fred Meyer's, and then there's a small, like, greasy spoon mom-and-pop place where we had breakfast. And it was interesting because, you know, several of the guys were out in the parking lot watching the vehicles, fully armed with assault rifles and handguns. And I figured, you know, this ain't going to happen in California.
Not going to happen in California. It might happen here on our property, but, yeah. You're not
going
to see guys with assault weapons
but
and pistols guarding cars.
You know, seeing that there and people not freaking out, you know.
That's the
and
difference.
Then when I went into Fred Meyer's it's Fry's or whatever it was, a grocery store, to get some more Gatorade and stuff like that, I still had my sidearm on and the whole thing, and no one really, you know, caused any problem. And I was very polite with people. And it was interesting because, you know, some people think, oh, those are racist militia people, and they're, you know, whatever. And as I got in line, because I wasn't from there and didn't have their, you know, little club card where you get scanned and data buys and all that, there was a black man behind me, and the lady said to the man, do you have a discount card that he could borrow for getting this?
Wow.
I got a good discount on it. And he said, sure. So we got it out and let the lady scan it for my items.
Okay.
I said, thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. And, you know, then when it's done, I take my change, walk in, I thank them again, you know, just being very polite because, you know.
So starting to make me want to move to Arizona again, you know that, don't you?
The what?
I have a call from Arizona folks to make me move. They want me to move down there, and you're not helping it any.
No, don't do it. My thing is, Arizona is a place to go through,
yeah.
Not to. When we were coming back, it was stopped at a Denny's, and you're about out of time. We stopped at a Denny's to have some dinner. It was 9 o'clock at night, and the temperature was 95 degrees there at 9 o'clock at night.
See, the heat kills me.
It sucked. The heat was miserable.
Yeah, I got to find somebody, you know, north of here where it's cooler that we can just, we got to figure out a way to stop Canadians from coming in. Maybe that I could serve more. You know, stop the Canadian border.
Yeah, it's cooler up there.
Yeah, so. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you sharing the stuff. We're going to start wrapping it up here. I'll put out my call for donations and purchases, and I really appreciate you calling in. Thanks a lot, Minuteman.
One other thing I want to say, knowing what's happening up there, you guys are in my prayers, and I pray the Lord's blessings and help for you.
Thank you, and as you are always in ours when you embark on these calls to duty. Thank you very much.
Take care. God bless.
Will do. Wow, I always like to end it on positive notes like that. Positive things happening to positive people. They're engaged in the fight for liberty. And I'm sitting here, my little girl is hugging me while I'm on the air, and my son's staring at me like he's going to eat me, but at least it's good. And we're very glad to be able to bring this show to you. We want to continue to bring this show to you, but we need your donations. If you would go to dutchjones.tk, if you could just make a donation there, it says $75. We need a minimum of 89 something to pay the internet bill. We need to send some money over to Liberty Tree Radio. We got to pay electricity. We got to pay a donation for the building. We got to do all kinds of stuff we got to do, and I just don't have the money to do it anymore. My GIMP foot is getting better. Someone asked, thank you, but just no work up here. I got to find a way to make money. Buy stuff from us. It may take us a little longer because we get it from the source. We box it up and send it to you. I'm going to be sending off a bunch of stuff again tomorrow. So if you've been waiting on a box, I apologize, but it is coming. Every order is filled now. If you've made an order, we have the items in hand. Folks, we couldn't do this without you, and we do this because of you, and we do this with you. This is a joint effort. We got to stop losing people because of ignorance, selfishness, arrogance. Get aligned with the Lord first. Circumcise your heart first. Then we will do what we can do. Turn around and hang that up. Make sure you're ready before you show up on the battlefield. Battle in your heart before you battle in the flesh. I'm Dutch Jones. We'll be back tomorrow with more information, humor, fun. Go ahead and say goodbye.
The sword is heavy and the battle is hard, and good night, everyone.
Thank you, Anthea. We love you all, and God bless you.